From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A new report out claims many nations overreact to security concerns. Amnesty International says a deluge of anti-terror laws in Europe is undermining fundamental freedoms. But European states say the security powers are vital to counter the terror threat following a series of attacks. Amnesty International's Kartik Raj says the new laws are driving Europe into a dangerous state of having permanent and restrictive security measures.
From a position in which we understood that states would guarantee security in order that people could enjoy their rights, to a world in which states are restricting rights on the ostensible argument that that's what's needed to guarantee security.
Amnesty's report comes as the European Union is poised to adopt a new directive to standardize counterterrorism laws, a move the bloc says is vital to tackle the threat the continent faces. European governments struggled Tuesday to assess whether outspoken remarks by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made in a weekend interview with two European newspapers will be translated into new policy. European leaders had hoped that as Trump's inauguration approached, the president-elect would tone down his campaign trail criticism of the European Union and NATO, which he has dubbed obsolete. But Trump renewed his criticism of NATO and the European Union in his interview with London's Sunday Times and Germany's Bild newspaper, prompting frustrated remarks from the likes of German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Trump's NATO stance contradicts, he said, what the American Defense Secretary said in his hearing in Washington only a few days ago. European leaders and officials differ on how to approach Trump, and they disagree about what might unfold as the real estate tycoon's administration begins. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people today. Aiming for Boko Haram militants, the attack struck Ron, a refugee camp for people internally displaced by the terrorist group, according to a military official. Local residents and Nigerian officials have put the death toll as high as 100. The United Nations World Food Program reports it's been forced to suspend life-saving airdrops of food to residents of the besieged Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor because of intense fighting between Syrian government forces and Islamic State militants.
The last airdrops into Deir ez-Zor were on Sunday. World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says they have been put on hold for security and operational reasons. She cites heavy fighting around the landing zone and in parts of the city where food distributions are taking place.
WFP partners on the ground simply cannot expose the lives of the 60 volunteers who are in that open landing zone and would receive the supplies and distribute them. It's simply too dangerous to do this now.
WFP has conducted 177 airdrops into government-held Deir ez-Zor since April. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The president of Gambia, Yahya Jammeh, declared a state of emergency after refusing to accept the results of last month's election in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. In a broadcast statement on state-run television Tuesday, Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the Supreme Court decides on a complaint his political party filed a week after the election, citing voting irregularities. Gambia's Supreme Court was expected to rule on the case January 10th, but postponed the ruling until May because it was unsure a peaceful political transition would take place. Jammeh, who has ruled Gambia for 22 years, unexpectedly lost the election to Barrow on December 1st. He initially indicated he would give up power peacefully, but has since refused, citing what he calls an unprecedented high level of foreign interference. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim confirmed Tuesday authorities arrested the suspected gunman who killed 39 people during a New Year's attack on a nightclub in Istanbul. Yildirim called the alleged attacker a vile terrorist and said the important thing now was to reveal those behind the attack. Turkish media had earlier identified Abdulkadir Masharipov as the shooter, saying he was arrested during a raid Monday in Istanbul's Esenyurt district. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.